Let's go on ahead to Dee, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Dee.
Yes, hi, doctor. Thank you. I, 4 months ago, was told by my rheumatologist that I have the dreaded lupus. And I had your analysis, and then I had a special, another test. I have no symptoms and had no symptoms. I came in for severe dry eye. The doctor, my eye doctor, thought maybe I would have Sjogren's, and he said I should go to a rheumatologist. So I did, and I had special blood tests, and it showed lupus, not Sjogren's. So he said I have mild lupus, and I am 75 years old. I am on a generic of Plaquenil, Plaquenil, and the generic is called hydroxychloroquine, 400 milligrams once a day.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and
ma'am, we've got some folks waiting.
I was glad to hear I have mild lupus.
Let me cut in here because we've got some other folks waiting, ma'am.
Okay.
Here's the
thing. What can I do?
Yes. Autoimmune disease is reversible in women. I did say autoimmune disease is reversible in women. Now, the reason I say women is that when women get pregnant, their autoimmune disease frequently fades away. So researchers have observed that, and what they've done is they've used estriol, which is the major estrogen that comes out in pregnancy, and they've used HCG, which the human placenta makes, and oh my goodness, in one experiment, women who had very severe multiple sclerosis had 75% of the MS lesions in the brain cleared with nothing more than the use of estriol, ma'am. So we just copy that, and we can't use that for guys because it doesn't work, but it works for ladies even at 75, and if it's a mild lupus, you have a good chance of getting out of that situation with those two things and with the use of something called low-dose naltrexone, which happens to be a formerly patented medication, but in very low doses, it revs up the immune system so it doesn't want to go autoimmune. So the doctors at Tahoma Clinic work with this kind of stuff, ma'am, and there is no reason, since this is in research papers, why conventional medicine doesn't want to apply it, but they don't.
Yes. Can you tell me, first of all, you said a substance from that the placenta makes, and then you said a low dose of something else. I've got a paper here and pencil. What were those two things? And yes, I am going to call your clinic.
Okay, there's a third thing, ma'am, but let's see. The first one is estriol, E-S-T-R-I-O-L.
Yes.
That is the anti-autoimmune estrogen. The second thing that's also natural is called HCG. Those are the letters, all capital letters, and that's human chorionic gonadotropin. And those are the two things that are made in very, very large quantities during pregnancy that help to fade away autoimmunity. Okay, the third one is, in fact, a low dose of a formerly patented medicine, but it's harmless, thank goodness. I rarely recommend them. It's called LDN, and if you want to read about that one, you can read Acres by just going to ldn.org. You can read a lot about it. And the docs at Tahoma Clinic know all about this, ma'am, and we use it, and it works.
Okay, LDN, is it L as in lady, D as in day, N as in no?
You got it.
LDN.org, and I can take a low dose of LDN?
Yep, but you got to get a prescription for it.
Yes. And what doctor would be the best doctor to see at your clinic for lupus?
Oh, I think I'd be checking in with, actually, for lupus, with Dr. Lamson, Dr. Sherman, Dr. Morikal, any of those.
Lamson, Sherman, or what is the other doctor?
M-O-R-I-C-A-L. And some ladies prefer to see lady doctors, and the first two are guys, and the last two is a lady. If that doesn't matter, that's fine.
Okay. M-O-R-I-C-L, that's the lady?
You got to put an A before that L, and then you've got it.
Okay. M-O-R-I-C-A-L. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. This is very encouraging about the fact that it might be reversible.
Oh, yes, it might, ma'am. So I'm sorry, but we're coming to the end of the program, so I better get on.
Thank you, doctor. What is your number for your office?
206-812.
Uh-huh.
9988.
9988. Thank you very much, doctor.
You're welcome.